Hey, what's up? This is Kaiser, and you're listening to me on Super Trainer. And today I've got a pretty, I don't know how to describe him. He's one of the most prolific people in the fitness industry, and he's accomplished some amazing things at a very young age. I'm talking to Joel Marion. Joel, what's happening, man?
What's up, dude? It's nice to be on the call, and for those listening, I'm sure you're ready for a treat. Kaiser's got to blow you away with some questions here, and hopefully I'll be able to give you some good content.
No, I think it's going to be, it's going to blow everyone away once they hear about some of the things you've been involved in. You've had a major book, a really, really well-received book, some amazing things you've been doing online, and now you have a new project launching that's probably going to set some records and blow away the fitness industry, and you've got a ton of accomplishments under your belt. Now, real crazy, man, I can't wait to get started. So I think the first thing I'm going to start with, let's start from the present and work backwards, is your new Cheat Your Way Thin launch that's coming out. It's something that you have coming out in the internet marketing world. It's going to be an online product. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. The Cheat Your Way Thin and the website will be cheatyourwaythin.com. It's basically a digital project that I've been working on for several months now. I'm actually working on the marketing for a lot longer than I've actually been working on the product.
Mm-hmm.
I think I started piecing the product together like last week, but I still got some more to do before we launch at the end of the month. But the marketing and all that stuff, I've been working on that, recruiting affiliates and stuff like that for the last, you know, four to five months now. It's something I knew that I wanted to do, and when I got it in my mind that I was going to do it, I just made up my mind that I'm going to do it the right way. And this is something that could be a huge hit and just blow everybody away if I do it the right way, or it's something that I could just kind of release on my own and it can do moderately well. But I wanted to set it up so that it's going to be super successful, and that's what I've been doing. But the product is actually based on my print book, the print book, Cheat to Lose Diet. And we're taking that, we're turning it into a digital product. It's going to be more than just an ebook. It's a program. They're going to get a program manual. And then, in addition to that, there's some audio files and some video files and a couple other PDFs, like a workbook, success journal, meal plans, and recipes and all that stuff. So it's a really comprehensive package that we're putting together to kind of, you know, a book is nice, but this is, first of all, updated content. Got in my print book, we have something called the core phase, which is the main phase of the diet,
mm-hmm.
and just one phase that people like, I just give them like, here, this is the core phase, and then you do this. And in the new manual, we actually have five different versions of the core phase for five different versions of the diet based on people's preferences and lifestyle and body type and stuff like that. So it's going to give people a lot more variety to really pick something that works for them. And also it's going to give them the chance to, if something's not working with like the standard setup, then I give them all kinds of tweaks they can make to ensure their success. So that's kind of what we're doing with that. Really comprehensive package to kind of make it more of a course as opposed to a book.
Yeah, no, I was reviewing everything that you have here, and some of the stuff you sent to me privately looks really amazing. And I think the trainers are going to be real interested in some of the behind-the-scenes marketing stuff that went into it. Before we get to that, can you just talk a little bit about the core concepts of the program, what it's based on, why does it work, the research, and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I put a ton of research into it, actually, and I think that you really have to back up your stuff with science, strong theory and science, if you're going to put out a product. And that's where a lot of people don't go wrong and just go, hey, I changed my body, this is what I did, you can do it too. Like, yeah, okay, it may have worked for you, but, you know, what kind of research, what kind of science do you have backing up your philosophies and your program to ensure that it's going to work for the majority of people across the board? So I put a lot of research into it. I actually referenced over 300 peer-reviewed journals that I've read all of those journal articles or journal studies.
Mm-hmm.
When we did the book. But the major concept is this: when you go on a diet and you start restricting calories day in and day out, your body starts to catch on. You've probably heard about starvation mode, and we do talk about starvation mode in the book, but we go a lot deeper than that. There's a hormone called leptin, and some trainers may have heard of leptin before and some of the research surrounding leptin, but leptin is called the anti-starvation hormone. And basically what happens is this: you go on a diet, you start restricting calories, not getting enough calories, and it sends a signal to the brain. The brain reduces all of the leptin output. It's a hormone, and so there's not as much binding to all these leptin receptors going on, and that's what tells the body that, hey, I'm in starvation mode. It starts to reduce metabolism, starts to hold on to the body fat that you're trying to lose, and makes dieting real hell and real difficult. It's why people, they do okay for the first couple of weeks of a diet, and then progress slows down, and then progress comes to a halt, and then they're like, screw this, I'm not getting anywhere, and they go off the diet, because who's going to sit there and eat this little bit of food or restrict calories week after week when they're not getting the results that they want to get? So what we do with Cheat Your Weight Thin, and this is where some of the research comes in, is when you do restrict calories, it takes about 7 days for the body to really get into that starvation mode, and leptin falls off by about 50%, and then it only takes an 8 to 12 hour period of overfeeding or cheating on your diet to restore those leptin levels and basically reset your metabolism, reset all your hormones, so okay, you're starting the week fresh every week so that you're ready to burn fat and ready to go, as opposed to everything getting worse and worse every week. Now you're starting at a baseline level every week.
Yeah, no, all that makes sense. And I know from looking at some of your other stuff, looking at your print book, that you're a real junkie for the research. So it's good that you have that factor backing up your project. Now let's talk a little bit more about the whole marketing end, because it's not just good enough to have a good idea if you want to make a big splash with a digital product, or in your case, it's a full digital program. So what's gone into the whole promotion and really getting the word out on this program and getting people on board to help support the launch of it?
Well, there's a couple things that I think are really important if you want to do any type of product launch. And one is, you know, if you just want to launch it to your own list of subscribers, if you have a large list, then there's the whole launch aspect, and there's things that you can do to build up buzz within your own list. The other major thing that goes into a launch is recruiting affiliates and joint venture partners, so that if you're looking to do a really big launch and make a splash, and you know, if you're doing a clickbait product or whatever it is, to get it to shoot up to the top, you're going to want a lot of people promoting it. And now, major question is, how do you get somebody to promote your product? Sending an email 2 weeks before the product is supposed to get launched and saying, hey, I have a new product coming out, we'll offer you 75% commission, do you want to promote it? You're not going to get a response from these bigger guys, because they don't care. They get that type of joint venture type proposal in their inbox every day from somebody coming out with a new product. So that doesn't work. What you need to do is really think about what you want to do with the product months in advance. You got to give people a lot of notice, and you can't just approach people and say, hey, do you want to promote my product? Everyone's doing 75% commission on digital products nowadays. That's the standard. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mike Geary kind of just took it to that level with Truth About Abs, and everyone else is just kind of forced to follow suit, because everyone's going to promote Mike's product.
Yeah.
If you know, someone else is offering 40% or 30% or 50%, the promoter product's going to give them 75% commission. So yeah, Everyone's doing 75% commission right now. It's not enough to get people interested in your launch or in your product. Another thing is, I've never approached somebody first thing off the bat with saying, hey, I have a product to promote, let me tell you about it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I've never approached anyone that way. It's not, especially if you don't know that person. Like, who are you, and why do they care about promoting your product? And people promote their friends. That's who they promote.
Yeah.
They don't promote people who they don't know. They don't really, very rarely will they jump on board, unless they heard your name somewhere before, somebody who's doing some big things in the business. They're not going to promote somebody that they never heard of and they have no relationship with.
Yeah.
So what I did was, I started getting on the phone with people, setting up calls, just to talk to people about the business, talk shop. So a lot of people in internet marketing actually live around close by me within the New York, New Jersey area. So even set up lunches and dinners, or go out, take somebody out for a beer just to talk. Mike Geary actually lives about 10 minutes away from me. I contacted him. The first thing was like, hey, I just want to send you a copy of my print book. I'm doing some other things. I could interview you for my list, and we can do a JV that way. And, these people are not untouchable. You know, like Mike Geary is sitting at the top of ClickBank for the last couple of years. The guy nets $4 million a year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I just sent an email to his help desk, tell a little bit about the things that I had going on, and then they forwarded it to him. He got right back to me. And then I send you a copy of my print book, and next thing you know, he sent me his address. It was like 10 minutes down the road. I'm like, dude, why don't I just walk it to you, or hey, let's set up, let me buy you a beer, I'll just give it to you in person.
Yeah.
So I think the next week we went out and we hung out.
Yeah.
And I started building a relationship with him, and then been building relationships with a lot of guys, you know, like some of the bigger names in the fitness industry. Just take a look at the people who are at the top of ClickBank, because those are the people that you want to contact, but it's not always the easiest getting a hold of somebody unless you approach it a little bit differently than, hey, promote my product. You kind of got to approach it in a way that, like, look, this is what I can offer you, this is what I'm doing, you know, I'm trying to do some things online right now, but let me tell you about that later, you know, what can I do for you, and strike things up as almost like a friendship more than trying to get somebody to promote you.
Yeah, no, it's
once you establish the friendship, then it's a lot easier to get somebody to promote. It's really easy after that, actually.
Yeah. No, some real good info over there. I think a lot too many people always looking out for what's in it for them, but you kind of have to take care of the other person first and put your own needs as almost an afterthought. So,
right, and believe me, they will take care of you later. You know,
yeah.
But and at the same time, whenever I offer to do something for somebody else, it's not like, hey, I'll do this if you do this. It was never that way. It's like, hey, let me help you out. I can do this. I got some connections here that you may not know about. You know, I write for this site, and I've was fortunate enough to be writing for some sites to get a lot of traffic, or to interview people on and stuff like that, which was, you know, that helped for them and their business and getting backlinks to their site and stuff like that. So I could do something for them, but it was never like, hey, I'll interview you here to promote my product later. It was always like, hey, let me interview you here. It should be a great help to you. And then we would talk after that about whatever and keep in contact. And then when I wanted to throw my product in there that it was coming up, and then I just mentioned it. It was always just down the line, and it was never something like, you know, you expected anything in return for doing something for someone.
Yeah, yeah, some real good info there. I think a lot of people weren't prepared to hear how much work really goes into building relationships. And I mean, it's not even work. It has to be something genuine that you want to do for people if you're ever expecting anything back in return. Now, you went over it a little bit. You were talking about some of the figures involved with these launches. You were talking about the kind of numbers that Mike Geary's pulling. And you were talking about how you know, you have to give 75% to your affiliates. I think a lot of people, they're not aware of just like the huge numbers and the impact that you know, that are involved in some of these online launches. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing. You know, if you see in internet marketing world anyway, with guys like Jeff Walker and Frank Kern, Jeff Walker kind of invented the whole product launch formula, he calls it.
Yeah.
I actually own the product launch formula 2.1. It was just kind of another funny story of networking and just trying to work stuff out. The product was sold out.
Yeah.
You couldn't get your hands on it if you wanted it. There's no way, there's no like click here to get on the waiting list or anything like that on the website. It was just kind of, you know, you would go to the site and you kind of had to fish around for contact information. You couldn't find any kind of contact information. So finally I found a phone number or email address or something. And it was a phone number for Jeff Walker's office. I called and said, look, I'm really intrigued by your launch formula. I'm planning a big launch. I've already recruited a lot of affiliates. Talked to his assistant. And she was like, well, we can put your name on the list. If somebody cancels or something like that, we can notify you. And then it was like 2 weeks later, she called back and was like, hey, we had a cancellation or someone's payment failed, had payment plans, or they were rebilling people. And then I was able to get the product that way. But,
yeah.
You know, it was like a big time product that was sold out that didn't. Basically, it's plain and simple on the website. You can't get this product right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it bad enough that I made it happen. And mm-hmm. That's kind of how I always approach everything that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of launches and some of the numbers, like Vince Del Monte is doing a big promo for his DVDs right now. And despite the fact that he's giving 75% commission, in the last 2 days, the guy, I mean, I don't know, even know if he's comfortable with me sharing the numbers. I'll just say that he's done five figures multiple times over in just a period of 2 days.
Yeah.
So to do that, even when giving 75% commission, it's pretty substantial. Some of the internet marketing launches, they'll net $2 million. Gross sales of $5 million are like Frank Kern just did that with Mass Control. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
make $25 off of the sale and give $75 to somebody else for the sale that I was never going to get anyway. And then you get all these people promoting your product. You get a thousand sales, and bam, you just made $25,000, you know. So you have to look at it in that way, that it's not about the immediate. And another thing, it's not about the immediate sale. There's back-end sales, too. What are you going to do? Now you have that person as a customer on your list. How much does that work to you? I could honestly could really give 100% of the front end, because there's so much stuff available on the back end and high end products in my coaching program that I'm just going to make money from these people over and over and over again by providing them with more products and more great service. So that's how you got to look at the commissions. And if you're not willing to give 75% nowadays on a digital product, then just no one's going to promote you.
Yeah, no, that's some real good info there. Yeah, especially like what you said about you can't be worried about what the other guy's making. It goes back to what you were talking about before. You have to really, in this game, you have to help other people, and then they'll help you out. It's more of a numbers game, right?
And there's even been times when I have promoted people with a bare link. Like, you know, some of these guys that I wanted to promote me, I'm like, look, dude, I'll send out an email. I know you got a promo coming up. I'll send out an email to my list. I have a large list. You know, my list is just over 50,000 right now. But, I said, look, I'll send out an email, and I'm going to even put an affiliate link in there. This is just to help you out.
Yeah.
And then guess what? All those guys are promoting me now, so
yeah.
I'm going to
get
it back, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost me any money to send the email out. So it all depends on what you want to do. Obviously, if you're not just going to go promoting everybody without an affiliate link, but in certain situations, you might do something like that. And it works out to where somebody might do return the favor for you one time without an affiliate link, so...
Yeah, that was some real good info there about just really the mindset, the giving mindset it takes to succeed. Now, one thing I want to bring up is everyone, you know, the listeners, they're hearing how you went about and put in all the effort to launch this thing, but you really you didn't come out of nowhere. You've been in this game for a long time in the fitness industry. You have some really really strong accomplishments. Already on your resume. One of them happens to be your book, The Cheat to Lose Diet, which people can look that up on Amazon, and it's really an amazingly well-received book. Can you talk a little bit about that experience of getting that book out? And your story is a little bit interesting because you actually had your print book out before you did anything online, which is kind of backwards to how most people take it. Now, yeah, can you talk a little bit about that process of getting your book to the market?
Yeah, well, I have been writing for print magazines, some online, like bodybuilding.com and tnation.com, for quite some time. So my name had been out there, and I had a lot of good concepts. And I wrote an article for tnation back in the day called the Cheater's Diet, like the first version of the program. It's changed so much since then. But that when that article got published, I think that was like 2003. Charles Bailey was always on me about turning it into a book. Like, dude, did you turn this into a book? Didn't you see this on the shelves? You're teaching people how to cheat to lose weight faster. Like, he was just always on me, and I just kind of never really gave it the thought or just went full force with it. I was just like, yeah, it would be a cool book type thing.
Yeah.
But I was younger at the time. I guess I was like 20, 21 years old, and I wasn't really thinking about having a book published or thinking that it was possible. And then I guess it was when I was 23 or 24, I talked to Charles again. He was like, did you get the book out yet? Like, are you in conversations with anybody about it? Like, what are you doing? So I contacted Lou Schuler from Men's Health. He's the editor at Men's Health at the time now. He's at T-Nation. But I asked him for, like, any agent contact that he might have. Because, you know, if you're going to get a book published, you have to have an agent to represent you. Otherwise, can't just go straight to the publisher, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you had some luck with that, like if you were a big name and they recognized who you were, they're going to lowball you on the deal and you're not going to get a fair deal anyway. So you got to get an agent to represent you. And that's another thing. Like, you're going to pay the agent 15% of whatever you get, but at the same time, they're going to get you a much better deal up front and a much better deal on royalties for the back end, so it's worth it.
Yeah.
So what happened was, you know, Lou gave me a contact. I waited like 4 to 6 weeks to hear back from this guy after I pitched him. And, you know, it's kind of a long time to wait, follow up a couple times. I'm working on him, and I'll get to it. Finally, when he got back to me, I was like, oh, I love the concept. I think you got to develop But, yeah. You know, like anything in life, I'm not somebody who's just going to let one let down or one person saying no stop me from achieving what I want to achieve. So I kind of went back to Lou and said, do you know anybody else? And he gave me another name. Went to them, it's the same story. I actually was working with the same agency that does Bill Phillips' book, or Bill Phillips' books. And that one ended up not working out, so I came back one more time to Lou, and he's like, well, those are the only two companies I really know. He's like, you can try this guy. I heard of him. Uh-huh. He's repped some big diet books, so it might be hard to get a hold of him, but you can try to Google some of his information and see, you know, if you have any luck. So I try to, like, get in there, do some detective work to find out this guy's, like, contact info, and finally I found it. Had no kind of in or anything, because Lou didn't even know the guy. He just heard his name before. So completely cold pitch. I called his office, and I said, look, I just sent you an email. Let the message with his assistant. So I just sent you an email. Really strong pitch. I appreciate it if Mel could take a look at it, or just give him a heads up if there's an email in his inbox. So I sent the pitch, and the pitch was very, very strong. I told him about the diet, how this is something new. Unless you're going to come for a print book, they're not even going to think. If you have a bodybuilding book, abs book, whatever, forget about it. They will never even, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many books that saturate the market out there. Even
yeah.
If it's just another diet book, unless it's something really catchy or something really new, then you're not going to get a response from anybody. No one's going to care.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. I'm working with Vince Del Monte on a way to position his muscle-building stuff very uniquely and package it very uniquely, because we're going to start approaching some agents with his book in the near future. But one of the things I would tell him right off the bat, like, dude, forget bodybuilding, forget that stuff. You have to figure out a way to position this. And we're actually going to be calling the book The Skinny Guy Savior, and we have this whole, like, religious theme that we're doing throughout the entire book. and, you know, cleanse your sins and all this stuff. It's just a really cool concept. I think it's going to do really well when we actually get it out there. But, so I pitched the guy. I told him how new and needed this information was. I also told him that I was getting a bit frustrated waiting around hearing from people, and I'm getting ready to mass submit to a bunch of agents, but if you want to give my material priority, I'll hold off on submitting to some other people if you can give my material priority and you take a look at it and get back to me. I didn't give him, like, a deadline or anything. I just said, in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
And he emailed me that same day after I called his office, and he said, I really like the concept of the book. Let me just forward over all your chapters and your proposal. I'll take a look at it this weekend, and I'll get back to you on Monday. So I was like, wow. There's a way 4 to 6 weeks to hear from everybody else. And this is, like, a guy who reps Montel Williams, reps LL Cool J, reps Joey Behar from The View, reps Barry Sears for The Zone. So, I mean, this guy doesn't mess around.
Yeah.
But he looked at my material that weekend, came back on Monday, was like, all right, I'm going to send you an agreement. I'll rep your project. So it was 3 days later, after studying that, I had an agent.
Very
and
nice.
And we fleshed out the proposal over, like, the next week or so. Then he went to lunch with an editor who used to be at Rodale, the company that does men's health, and now they're at, had lunch with her, was saying, she was asking if he had any projects that you were working on that I might be interested in. He said, well, I got this guy, his name's Joel Marion, his book is called Cheat to Lose Diet. Let me tell you a little bit about it. So he pitched her on the book.
Mm-hmm.
She was really interested, and she said, hey, do you think we get an exclusive submission where you would just submit and negotiate with us, and then if we can work out a deal, you can submit to everybody else. So Mel thought it was a good publisher. Random House is the number one publisher in the world. So
yeah.
not a bad company to give an exclusive to.
Yeah.
But so we gave them the materials. I guess it was like 2 days later, agent called me and said, hey, they want to set up a meeting in New York. Can you come in? I said, sure, just let me know when. It's like a day or two after that, we had a meeting. And, you know, I was sat there in a meeting with like 9 other people from the publishing company, everybody from the editorial to the paperback division, marketing and publicity, all the way up to the VP of the company. And we sold the book. I was in there for maybe 30 minutes to an hour, talked to them about the project. And 10 minutes after the meeting was over, the agent got a call with an offer that we liked. So they bought it that same day. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story. You could pretty much write a book about that. That's pretty nuts how that whole thing happened. Some amazing stuff you've been sharing, and I know you got to run, Joel. I know that you have a lot of stuff going on, especially in the next few days with Cheat Your Way Thin coming out. But there's also one really important, one really major thing that I noticed that you've accomplished. You were once the Body for Life champion, the grand champion. Can you talk about that experience? When did that happen, and everything that went into that? That's pretty pretty landmark thing to have under your belt.
Yeah, well, this is how everything started. I won the Body for Life contest in 2001, and everything that I've ever done, and the reason why I attribute to most of my success is that I've always had an attitude that I'm going to shoot for the stars, and maybe I don't hit the stars, but I'm going to freaking get a mile high if I don't, you know?
Yeah.
So I always was going after the biggest, the best. I was just started getting into fitness. I guess I was 19 years old, my freshman year in college, and I was learning about it. Started to become passionate about it, found out about this contest, Body for Life, decided to enter it. Now, some people would enter it as just like a way to keep themselves motivated, but I wasn't looking at it that way. I was like, I'm entering this contest and I'm about to win it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And for everyone who was, I didn't get much support about it at all because I wasn't really into fitness. I was just starting to get into fitness and the whole bodybuilding type thing and all that. And my family and my friends were like, do you really think you're going to win this contest with like 100,000 people entering it every year?
Yeah.
So I didn't get a lot of support from family and friends. I just kind of, people were kind of looking at me like, what? But, there I was eating my 6 meals a day, going at it as hard as I could. And 12 weeks later, sending my application. And, it's a whole year thing. You have to wait to hear back on what's going on. But when it was time to hear back for the contest, I got a phone call for an interview. Said, look, you're in the top 2,000. We want to talk to you a little bit about your experience, and then they were going to make decisions from there. So I knew I was at least in the top 2,000. And then the interview went really well. Waited like a month later, and then we got a phone call that said, you won.
Whoa.
Which was pretty unreal.
Yeah.
By age and gender, they had 12 different categories. They had 6 female categories and 6 male categories, and it's broken down by age. A male 18 to 25 years old was mine, happens to be the most popular category, which you can probably expect.
Yeah.
Male 18 to 25 years old for like a fitness bodybuilding contest. So, pretty crazy, man. At 19 years old, I won that, and then that's when I started wanting to learn more and more and more and share my experience with other people. I think a lot of people get their start in the fitness industry by making some powerful changes themselves, and a lot of the guys in internet marketing the same way. They used to be either overweight or skinny or something, and now, like Jay Ferrugia as an example, or Vince Del Monte or Isabel De Los Rios, these are all people, and John Benson, these are all people who have powerful transformation stories at the root of their personal story, and now they're helping people do the same thing. So it's pretty incredible how it can turn around into doing something you love for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty crazy story. So you've had a pretty wild ride in this whole fitness industry. It's not the typical story. I mean, you've had your ups and downs and a lot of hard work and the right breaks
and you gotta be persistent, man.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
If there's any type of encouragement that I can give to people who are listening and trainers and stuff like that, is you have to persevere. You cannot let a setback put you out from chasing and accomplishing your goals and chasing your dreams, because there's going to be setbacks. Nothing went perfect. Even during the Body for Life contest, real quick story, I guess it was like 6 weeks into it, right? And I was doing the opposite of everyone else was doing. I was trying to put on muscle mass. And during one of my workouts, I was doing calf press in a leg press machine. And I think it had like five plates aside on there or something like that, 4 or 5 plates aside. And I didn't put the guards up when I went to lower the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So all the weight came down and like sprained both of my, like 3 or 4 of my toes on each side.
Oh, God.
So I was in like immense pain, mid-challenge. I already sent in my before pictures, so I had to follow through with it. I could have just hung it up there because I really couldn't do any cardio for like 2 weeks. I was just trying to find creative ways to like do cardio in the gym with bodyweight stuff and weights and stuff like that. But, you're always going to have setbacks. With my story with the agents and stuff like that, and first it didn't look like it was going to work out. I was waiting forever to hear back from somebody and then to get turned down. And then what did I do? I just kept persevering. I completely cold one of the best agents in the world to represent my book, and then we sold it the next week. So you never know when the break is going to come. You just have to keep persevering, keep doing your thing, and it will come.
Yeah, that's a really good story. Now, if anyone wants to help you out with the promotion of this product, what page can they go to sign up as an affiliate and help you promote it?
I will give you that link to the affiliate link, because I haven't uploaded it just yet. But if anyone is listening to the call, there's two ways that you can do it. The link that Kaiser gives to you, or he'll post it on the blog, to sign up as an affiliate, I'll get that up like tonight sometime. And this will probably go live in a couple days. Or you can email me directly. You can email me at my site, at my website, JM. My initials, JM, at joelmarion.net. We have a really strong pre-launch that's going down. It's starting on April the 13th, next Monday. We have 2 weeks of exciting content planned to really create buzz. Anyone who's promoting can expect some really high conversions. If you want to see a preview of the sales page, you can go to cheatyourwaythin.com/preview, and you can see what the sales page looks like. But really, just contact me or sign up as an affiliate. That when Kaiser gives you the link, I'll get you all the info that you need to make this a super successful promo for you. Basically, you send people to the page, and I'm going to be sending you money to your bank account. That's the way it's going to work with this one.
Yeah.
Because I put in all the work to make sure it converts very, very high. This pre-launch is going to be out of the videos. And a lot of other content, some contests for a free product and stuff like that are going on. It's just going to create a super amount of buzz so that when the thing goes live, people are going to hit the sales page. They're not even going to be reading the sales page because they already know everything they need to know about the product over the past 2 weeks. And then, bam, it's just going to hit the order button. You're going to get money sent to your bank account. So just get ready. If you're an affiliate, you're going to make some nice cash. I'm going to be sending you checks.
Yeah. That sounds real good. All right, Joel.
My email for my site is jm@joelmarion.net. If you want to email me, I can give you some direct info that way. I got a PDF packet all about the launch. Or I'll give Kaiser that link to sign up for my autoresponder for affiliate.
Yeah, I'll be sure to include that. All right, Joel, yeah, so what I'm really expecting is just to set some records and really to hit some new ground when you consider all the affiliates you have on board and just reviewing the product and the sales page. Everyone needs to check that out. Again, it's cheatyourwaythin.com right now. It's a /preview. And, it's really amazing. So a lot of good luck with that. And thanks for coming on and sharing really valuable information that you've been sharing with us. And, really good luck. And hope you break a mill with your product, man.
We'll see, dude. You never know what's going to happen. But it'll be a long time promotion after the fact. So the launch, we're definitely going to do well with the launch. But the product will just disappear after that. There's a lot more to continue with on that front. And hopefully we can boost right up on ClickBank when the product goes live. But after that, I'd like to stay there. So
there'll
be a lot more to continue on that front. And then I'm sure we can set up another call in the future. I can go over how the launch went or just some mistakes, some things that I learned from the launch, because I'm sure there's going to be a learning experience.
Absolutely, man. That would be awesome. So thanks again, Joel.